Production. Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff. I'm the host of the Brenda's Mindful Healing Show. I'm an intuitive healer and speaker and life coach. I incorporate many different healing modalities, and I work with individuals in many countries in the world on Skype and phone. Tonight is my monthly spot reading. So for anyone that has, you know, some recent pain, emotional pain, physical pain, you're really welcome to call into the show. So what happens is that many times when a particular issue comes up for one person, there can be a tendency to have the same issues coming in for other people on the call. And as we are all connected on an energetic level, one of the many gifts we experience through this connection is that we receive borrowed benefits. And if you've never heard of borrowed benefits, it's the benefit you receive even when another is healing. So it's really a win-win situation. And this healing occurs at a physical level, emotional, mental, spiritual, psychological level. So as you partake in the group experience, even while others are experiencing healing, you may also benefit. So just ask you to really tune into your body and just enjoy the borrowed benefits. And as I mentioned, I work with a number of different modalities. One of the ones that I will be working with most likely tonight is the work of Dr. Bradley Nelson. It's working with the emotion code and body code. I'm a certified practitioner for many years now in both. And it's a great technique and one that I certainly work with clients on Skype. And the benefit of that is you can actually see what I'm doing as I open up the Skype file. So it's a really good way to see what's going on and what issues are coming up, and you kind of learn as we go along. So as you may know, but the body is actually made of pure energy, and the negative energy of trapped emotions, that can really create a damaging force in the body, and it can worsen over time. And this is what Dr. Bradley Nelson found when he was working with his clients as a chiropractor, and he coined the phrase trapped emotions. And they can really affect us at any age. We can even actually inherit them. So our subconscious does know about, it's about 90% at a subconscious level and about 10% at a conscious level. So everything that we have done, good and bad and in between, has been stored in our subconscious. So if you are just coming on, or if you're on now, if you grab a glass of water if you can. What we'll be doing when we do these clearings is actually releasing some of these emotions and or blockages, or perhaps there's a limiting belief that comes up that could be blocking us from moving ahead. So I have a caller here, and I believe this is Wilma Marie.
Yes. Hi.
Hello. And Wilma, you're in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And great, welcome.
Thank you.
So have you worked, you do some energy work yourself, do you? On yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
On myself.
Okay. So you're definitely familiar with, obviously, energy and how it works. And we're just going to go ahead and I'll start working here, Wilma. And I'll start with one issue that's bothering you, and then I am going to intuit what that is, what the issue is, where it's located, and we can do some work together. So what I'm going to be doing is working as a surrogate for you, and you can certainly work with me if you'd like to, but I'm going to be working over governing meridians. So it's actually in between the eyebrow area. If you don't have a magnet, you can actually take your fingertips and put them all together, and we're going to roll them up the middle of the forehead, up over top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck, and then bringing it around the front again. So that's what we'll be doing. And what that does, as mentioned before, we can get these trapped emotions and they can go really anywhere in the body. and they can create a lot of issues. So it's like energy. We're going to actually be bringing up that energy that's been situated wherever to the surface. And so we're working over the governing meridians like acupuncture.
Okay.
So let's just get going here. And before we start, I just want to get the connection and getting that go-ahead from calling in, the go-ahead from God here working with Wilma. And when I'm doing that, I'm actually doing this sway movement where I'm sitting in my chair and my body's going forward for a yes, back for a no. There's a variety of ways of muscle testing, and that's what I'll be doing tonight, muscle testing for answers, as to a yes, as to a no. Then we're going to be rolling up over the meridian, as I've mentioned here, and allowing that energy to release. So what is your major issue, Wilma, that, you know, you wanted to look at?
I'm going to say I'm going to use my physical issue of eyesight.
Okay, your physical issue of eyesight. And what's happening?
I did have perfect eyesight, and then it diminished almost overnight, and I've just gone and gotten new glasses, and then a few years later gotten, you know, a stronger prescription, until this year when I realized that I've somehow created this on my own. I don't know how or why. So now I'm in limbo because it's something that I know I've created, so I believe I should be able to discreate it, but I haven't physically been able to budget.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, isn't it amazing how things can just pop up?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like overnight. You go, what the heck? Okay, so what is your age, Wilma, if you don't mind me asking for muscle
testing? I'll be 59 next week.
Okay. So you're a Cancer then, are you?
Yes, absolutely. July 2nd.
Yeah, so am I. Well, I'm a Gemini Cancer, actually. So, yeah, okay. So let's just check here. So I'm going to be asking, and where do we need to go? You know, what is creating this diminished eyesight? And is it as to both eyes, Wilma?
Absolutely. Yes, both eyes.
Okay. So just asking, where do I need to go? And as you were saying, you've been working on your issues, and the first thing that's coming up for me is like some energies. So I'm just going to be checking in as to what exactly is that. Do we need to look as to a post-traumatic? I'm getting no. Is this some type of offensive energy? And I'm getting no. Is this some type of, mental? No. But what's coming up is actually an allergy or intolerance. So is this some type of, yes, okay, so what I'm getting is an idea allergy. So that's an energy that results from negativity surrounding a certain idea.
Yeah.
So I just want to ask, what exactly is this idea that you are allergic to? So you can be allergic to any type of idea, a negative, positive, or neutral. So, for example, okay, this is interesting. So I'm actually getting an idea allergic to the idea of money.
I was trying not to laugh when you said, what is the allergy to? And there was a part of me that wanted to say, as a joke, it must be money. Because I know that those two are almost intertwined, that once one clears, the other is just going to dissolve on its own. But I don't know which one has to go first, and I have had no luck on my own.
Okay.
And so it's almost like a you know, a tug of war. Like, which,
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right. And when I check further on that, because honestly, we can create so many issues as in belief systems that are affecting us as to, money, and a lot of that can be actually, held within the root chakra. So if we go to the root chakra, where there's this allergy to the idea of money that's actually contributing to the diminished eyesight, then? Okay.
Oh, wow.
So what I'm getting, sorry?
Can I just interrupt for one interject for just one quick second? I'm standing while we're talking, and I, while you were saying that and the root chakra, I almost sensed and saw, like, this is going to sound gross, but I'm telling you exactly what it felt like. Almost
sure.
like there was a plug being pulled out of the inside. Like, you know what I mean? You know, like if you were pulling a drain out of a plug,
of
a drain. You know, so if we were pulling out of the bathtub, we would pull the drain up, right?
Right.
But what the vision that I just saw was that, so, and I'm interpreting that to whatever the energy is that needs to be cleared needs to be pulled, and that that opens a...
Oh, I see. Very cool.
I've never seen it. Yeah, I've never seen it like that before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really interesting because that's what popped was like, like a plug that needs to be pulled away. Like.
Okay. And, you know, one thing that's coming up here about that is that money is my enemy. So I want to be just checking more into this whole, you know, belief that's held in the root chakra. Money is my enemy. And I want to find out exactly when did this come in for you? Yeah. Okay. So I'm getting actually this is an inheritance.
I was going to say to you, I've staunched Catholicism on both my mother's side and my father's side. And I'm using the word staunch to show how strongly ingrained that is.
Okay. Yeah, money is my enemy. So let's just see here. Is this more, is this as to the mother's side more so? Is it as to the, I'm getting more like on the father's side. Father's side. Definitely strong on the father's side. Okay, and, you know, we could ask, well, how many generations do we need to go back? But when I asked, is it really necessary to do that, I'm being told no. So let's just go ahead and ask for help here. And I do love working with the angels as well because they assist with, you know, when we ask for their help. So I'm going to do that now and just ask for the angels to clear all that inherited belief throughout all of the generations to the present for Wilma. And do you have any children, Wilma?
One daughter. She'll be 25 on June 30th.
Okay. So, and as to the children, as to the daughter. So, clearing out, eliminating, removing that belief that money is my enemy. All that inherited money is my enemy. We're asking for the angels to please clear that out. All that belief within the root chakra now. Through all the ancestors, as to Wilma, as to her daughter. Okay, I'm just my pendulum is spinning here. It's clearing, showing me this clearing. Okay, if you hear a bit of a yawn, that's just my energy releasing. Okay.
Funny because I felt that at the same time.
Oh, cool. It's fun when that happens, when you're working with someone. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So what we want to do, let's just sort of fill in that empty space within that root chakra. And let's just fill it in with that energy of it is safe. It is safe to have money. I am safe to have money. I am safe to have money. It's not your enemy. You are now safe. I am now safe to have money.
Can we include, you know, I mentioned to you at the beginning, struggle. Can we include the word that seems to be popping for me now as surplus?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, you know what I mean? Instead of safe to have money, safe to have a surplus of money so that there's
yes.
always more. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's what's coming to me. That's what's coming to me anyway right
Perfect.
Now is that, yeah.
Perfect. It is safe to have a surplus of money.
That feels awesome.
To use for whatever you want to use it for pleasure, for your savings, to help others, to help yourself, just in any way, shape, or form, it is safe to have a surplus of money and to be able to hold on to the surplus of money. It's not going to diminish. It's not diminishing.
Yeah, it's funny because while you were talking, I could feel the energy warming up in my heart area,
mm-hmm.
and it was almost like I could see, this is very interesting, you know when something empties, it automatically is filled again,
mm-hmm.
and the word that came was self-replenishing, so almost like a surplus
mm-hmm.
of money that self-replenishes, so there's not a worry about...
Right, you don't worry.
Exactly, you don't have to worry. There's as the surplus
yes.
Goes out, more
perfect.
Is coming back in. To, yeah, it's
yeah,
almost like
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. Exactly, just to replenish.
I hope you don't mind me interrupting. I'm just telling you
no.
as I'm picturing and the energy is coming. I'm just letting you know.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. That's just great. So no, that's just perfect. So yes, and continually. Filling in, continual surplus, replenishing from known and unknown places, resources, people, unexpectedly. Okay. Yeah, how wonderful to be able to just let go of the worry and just trusting. And that's, I think, where we all want to be, is just trusting that the money will continually to flow in from unexpected places. You know, how wonderful that unexpected check in the mail or gift or whatever it is for your birthday. Okay, so let's just check in. Let's go back to that idea, allergy. I just want to see if that's been cleared. So has the allergic idea of money, has that now been cleared from the root chakra? Checking in. I'm getting a yes, actually. Yes.
Can I share with you? Yeah, when you started
yes.
at the very beginning, after I told you what I had seen and sensed, when you started the clearing, I actually... I no longer saw the plug or felt the plug. I saw and felt a funnel of light, like it now was, you know, as if the base of the funnel was coming out from my root chakra, but the wide part it was going down into the ground. That's what I was, and anyway, I knew when that happened, I thought, oh, this is a good sign. This means that, so this is awesome. Yeah, this is wonderful.
Okay, perfect. Isn't it amazing how financial issues are so related to our body on an emotional and a physical level? It's just amazing.
Yeah, but what's interesting, Brenda, is I've known, I've almost been fighting with myself that I know that they're intertwined. That one, you know what I mean? They're
mm-hmm.
like I almost see like a picture of, you know, that symbol of the Hippocratic oath. You know, it looks
yeah.
like a staff with a snake wrapped around it or whatever.
Yes, yes.
That's how deeply intertwined they seem to be. So I've known that once one goes, the other is just going to dissolve on its own, but I've not been able to do it. So I'm so looking forward. I'm not going to say an if or whatever. I'm not going to leave that energy even there. I'm going
right.
to assume that I'm open and allowing now. And I would just like for if you would, I don't know if you're finished or not, but I'm hoping that when you're finished with me, that you're actually going to ask if it's cleared, because that's what I would like to step away from this phone call, is knowing that I knew I had to be on the call, and I knew
mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting that there was technical interference and I was the only one on the call at the beginning. So I don't know how many people are on here now. But I knew that I had to be on this call when I received your email. And I knew that there was going to be a clearing. And I sense, because of what I was seeing and what I saw replace what I had originally seen. So I am perceiving that I've replaced the struggle with the surplus.
Yeah.
And so
definitely feeling strong, and not to say that there's other issues that are not there in regards to money. I have a whole abundance piece that I work with, and I'd love to really get into that within my sessions. So we're actually that's something that I do, and it's. And one part that's really fun is like it's imagining what would it be like to have that extra or the $1 million and how you'd spend it and, you know, just enjoy it and what you're going to do with it and we can check your abundance factor. So that's something that I definitely do within my abundance calls. But what I want to do is get back to your eyes. So that was one. That's one thing that came up, and it looks like you're going to have some more time given to you tonight for whatever reasons. if that's technical or whatever, but anyways, that's what's happening. So, so that was the one. It was the allergy to the idea of money. When I check, has that been cleared? I'm getting a yes. So let's go back to the eyes, and you know, we'll just go. And ask, what else could be contributing to this diminished eyesight that seemed to appear like overnight? So I'm checking in, and do we need to look as to some energies here? And I am getting that. Oh, and I am getting some offensive energies. So offensive energies, and believe me, this is something that's been coming up a lot for me lately. As I also work with other practitioners, because as a practitioner, you need to work with other practitioners at times. That's just the way it is. And so this definitely came up for me lately. And I do believe also the more that we're doing our healing work, and I sense that, you know, you also are a real healer, that, you know, we can shine brighter. And the dark side may not like that too much. So what I'm getting, again, guided to is if there's some offensive energy, and I am getting that, and I'm asking, is there any curses? Is there any curses in the way or related to the, no, I'm not getting that. Are there any entities that are related to, no, I'm not getting that either. Or I'm asking, is there any cording? Yes, I'm getting strong as to a cording. So this could be a healthy cord or an unhealthy cord, and is this as to an unhealthy cord? Well, yes, it is. And let's just check, is this with a female? Is it checking in? Is it with a female? Actually, I'm getting a female energy. Okay, and is this also related to? Oh, it's not. Okay, but it's not related to the, that's interesting. It's not related to the diminished eyesight, but there is unhealthy cording with the female that's coming up. Okay. So is there anything further that we need to know on this? And I'm getting yes. So let's just see when this unhealthy cording came in. Yeah, I'm getting it. 22 years of age. So I don't know if anything rings the bell of you. It was going on at about 22. And there may or may not
be. That's when my divorce was granted. Wait a second. Wait, just one second here. Yeah, that's the year my divorce was granted.
Yeah, I'm strong with when you said yes, definitely related to the divorce. Okay. And is this as to I don't know, I'm not, what about when I check, is this straight to a female. I don't know if that's going to make sense for you or not, but...
Yeah, it's my mother.
Oh, the mother. Okay, there we go.
It's my mother because she paid for me. She paid for my
divorce
with the Catholic Church. Yeah.
Okay. No,
I'm Catholic.
So she paid
for my annulment because
right.
I had said if I couldn't get the annulment, I wasn't going to get divorced because I couldn't get. My attitude has changed now, but back then it was I wasn't going to go ahead with the divorce if I couldn't get the annulment because I wouldn't be able to get married again. That's how staunchly Catholic my background was.
Yeah.
And then when I went for the annulment and it was going to be granted, but you had to pay. Ah, here's the interesting part. There was a $500 bill attached to that, and my mother gave me the $50 that they said I would have to pay, and then that would be enough.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting? Holy jumping.
So that's the connection.
The
money.
Yes, exactly. So she didn't want me to get married. Yeah, she didn't want me to get married in the first place, and then she pushed for the divorce, and then she actually paid for the annulment to make it go faster.
Oh boy!
This is opening up a whole. Ooh. So that's where the female is coming from.
Okay, because it didn't come up initially, but it's definitely related to the money. So the money is related to your eyesight. So that's all interesting. Okay, so what we're going to do is just ask for help here, and we just want to ask for help in clearing out only the unhealthy cording that's occurring right now between Wilma and her mother, and between Wilma's mother to Wilma. So as to that cording, we're asking that it be gently, you know, twisted at both ends and pulled out. This unhealthy cording, and for that cording to be gradually disintegrating. Oh, it's just one big thick cord, actually. Your solar plexus.
Just yank it out,
And all of the roots and any fragments of the roots.
It seems interesting or important to share with you. When you started talking, when you asked about if there was something else to do with the eyes and I could feel the constriction in my throat, so I thought, oh, it has something to do in my throat. And then you mentioned a cord. And then when it came down to the bit about how it's a woman, and I had a sense that it is my mother, when we were just confirming that, I did not feel any, I didn't see any energy, I didn't feel any energy, but I had a sense of peace. So I think this is all tying in. So it's like finally, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
It seems very gentle and peaceful that, I know.
Yeah, it does feel gentle. And so that unhealthy, between you and your mother, it just, it's all good. Yeah, it's all good. Okay.
Yeah, I even feel like I can breathe deeper now, like I can, that feels good.
Oh, good. Yes, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. Well, we're making headway here. So let's just go back and I'm going to be checking. Is there any other offensive energy that's, you know, related to the diminished eyesight? But is there any offensive energy, related to the money? And I am getting yes. So we're looking as to another offensive energy as to a saboteur. So the saboteur, saboteur energy, that can actually create physical pain and can create a lot of issues, actually. So let's just check. Is there a saboteur energy? Yeah, so let's just see, when did this come in? I'm getting 11 years of age. So 11 years of age. And I'm asking, you know, do we need to know more about this saboteur energy? And is it from, you know, is this something that that you picked up on from somebody else? Is it their saboteur energy that you absorbed? No, but you did absorb it. Okay. So there's some, again, saboteur energy. So that's often, you know, when we think about, you feel like you've been stabbed in the back, or that's a real common thing for people to say, oh, I just thought I was stabbed in the back, or they're being stabbed in the back. Actually, those energies that we put out about somebody else can really affect them. So, again, at 11 years of age. Okay, and do I need to know any further more in this regard as to, actually, I'm being told that I do. Okay, really? So at 11 years of age, of course, and we're going back a ways, but does anything kind of pop out for you as a 11-year-old girl?
You know, the only thing that pops out at that time frame, I think there was, I hate saying this because the call is being recorded, but I'm going to say it anyway since you said you need to know. There's two little tiny birds on two little wires, right, one above each other. It's awesome. So it's a sign that I'm meant to say this, and then because it's two incidences. Isn't that interesting? One is the there was a doctor who paid a house visit to my home,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
I was molested in my bedroom, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think my parents believed me when I told them. And
yeah.
then, so I don't know that that's where that might be, again, my mother upset that I would say something like that. And
mm-hmm.
then there was a few months later, so it would be the same year, the same house, the same everything.
Mm-hmm.
There was a neighborhood boy who was a foster child, and he had some sort of I can't even remember if he was younger than me or older than me, other than he had some sort of fascination with me. And one night, I did not see this, but I was told about it. One night he was outside my bedroom stark naked, and somebody called the police on him, and the child that he was taken back to, like he was taken from the foster home and put back
right.
in a group home or something. So I don't know if the saboteur...
Okay.
is coming from my mother that I would say something about that about the doctor, or coming from the foster parents
right.
that they had to return a child, because I had nothing to do with it. I didn't see what happened. I was
right.
asleep at the time, so I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, when you do mention the first, and unfortunately, that's a very common
mm-hmm.
thing for many women, many females. Again, unfortunately, but when I'm asking... And you are very strong on that. Have you worked with that with anybody else, or have you dealt with that?
I haven't, other than I have a phenomenal memory, and I've always, it's not like it's something that's actually left me. And the last little while I've been suspecting that that's what's underneath my eyesight and my financial issues is the abuse. And
okay.
knowing that my parents knew about it but didn't, or
right.
chose to not, yeah.
Interesting.
So yeah. So I've not.
Okay.
I'm very philosophical in that I'm ready for it to be cleared, and I don't feel that I need to identify or work through
no.
anything or put anything else. I feel like I'm just ready to get rid of that energy and put it out of my field
Absolutely.
And just let it go.
Okay, so let's just check. I want to ask your higher self: Is Wilma? Is she ready, willing, able to let go of this trauma, the abuse, the memory of the abuse? And I'm getting a maybe. Oh, see, I'm getting a no. There's some
really?
Resistance. Yeah, there's some resistance there. So I just want to dig deeper and find
this
out.
This is interesting. This is interesting because when you asked the question, I was feeling a lot of... you know what I mean? Like my entire body perked up, like, oh, yes, this is it sort of thing. lost my train of thought of what I was going to say. Yeah, so see, there's the saboteur again. So that's what it was. I was going to say to you, well, when you're speaking with my higher self, can you not ask to clear the diminished eyesight and the finances completely, like one fell swoop? But you're getting, so it's interesting that you're getting a maybe and then a no, and my body was feeling like an anticipation, like, yes, this is, you know what, it's finally free. That's what I will be when both of these issues are gone. I feel that I'll be finally free and I'll be able to, when I'm finally free of this, on the other side of it is the sharing of my gifts, my spiritual gifts. So I don't understand why my higher self would block that. I don't get that part.
Okay, what we're going to do is just check why there is some resistance here. So we'll find out what's going on. And so let's just see. Okay. So I'm getting some energy of blaming that's going on. So is this, so it's you blaming you for the being molested. It's your blaming you. It's your fault.
Okay,
so I'm just going to be checking in with Wilma's higher self. Is it okay? You know, can we just go ahead and just sort of be gentle and talk to Wilma's, her, that little girl at 11 years of age. And let's just talk to her and let her know that she wasn't to blame. She was only a little girl, 11 years old. And she was doing what she was told to do, allow this person to come into her house. And let's just let her know that she's safe, that, it's not her fault. She's not to blame, and just to let her guard down, that we can let this story go now. So let's just ask for that now, and releasing that resistance of blaming self.
The other part of it is, what I'm hearing is it's not your fault and you didn't do anything wrong. Those are the two things that I'm hearing right now. It's not your fault and you didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly. It is not your fault. You did not do anything wrong. You do not need to blame yourself. And just let it go, and knowing that you are safe. Again, you are safe. Okay, good. So let's go back to this whole thing about are you safe? Are you ready to forgive? Or are you ready to let go of the memory of and just to move on as to this person that, molested you, violated you? And now I'm getting a yes. That's good. Family, so we just had to go back and just reassure that 11-year-old girl that, okay, wasn't your fault, just like what you're saying, and just to move on. Yeah.
And it's interesting because when you were saying to forgive, I also heard and be forgiven. It was like the two, you know what I mean, like two ends. Is that the expression, to forgive and to be forgiven? It's like,
perfect.
That's popping for some reason.
Perfect. Exactly. It works both ways. Okay, so my pendulum is just spinning and spinning. So we're just allowing that energy again. Okay, so take a deep breath. If you have some water there, a sip of water. So I just want to check in. Is that saboteur energy, has that now been released at 11 years of age? Yes. Excellent. Whoa, okay. Excuse my yawning. It just happens. except when I'm on Skype and people can see me yawning, it's probably not the most pleasant thing, but it just happens.
It's funny. I just had a big one as well, so I think something was really...
It's interesting how that happens, eh? Okay, so let's go back and we're going to check further. And is there any further offensive energy that can... No. Okay, good. So let's go back right to the beginning and see if there's anything further that we need to look at in regards to the... Oh, I'm getting told no. So as far as the eyesight's concerned, I'm being told no. So I think what we're doing here tonight, what's happened is that you've done a lot of clearing and your body's just saying, whoa, I've had enough. That was good. Yes. Okay. So it'd be interesting to see and definitely check in, Wilma, like what, you know, how you're doing with that and,
Oh, trust me, I definitely will. Yes, I absolutely will.
Yeah, and definitely feel free to email me and let me know how you're doing with that. I would be very interested. And just to mention, I know there's so much the physical, emotional connection. When I did the last monthly spot clearing, I had mentioned how I healed myself in 13 days with Bell's palsy.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing. And so, you know, that's just one example of how we can, it just is so related to everything. But I also had to go back in the past and connect the dots as to the emotional issues. And then it was just like a breakthrough. So, yeah, anything is like, as you know, anything's really possible. So, yeah, if we created the eyesight issue, then why can't we uncreate it? Absolutely. So is there anything further excluding the eyesight that you would like to look at for the next few minutes? Because it's just you and me today. We've had some technical issues, I think, and everybody else has disappeared. So
okay.
I don't know.
So
what's
is
going
it?
On.
So do you mean other than the finances, which we already did, right? So you're
right.
Other than
yeah.
The
if there's anything else? If there's anything else that you wanted to look at, any recent aches or pains or.
I don't really have any other aches and pain. The only other physical thing would be like postmenopausal stuff, you know, where you
right.
have the weight gain and the,
right.
Which again is stuff that I realize that we don't need to take on menopausal weight
right.
gain and you know what I mean? And then the weight loss and the sagging skin and stuff that comes with it. But the, but you know what you could
right.
check for is one of mm-hmm. the things that is, this is from my mother's side, I know.
Mm-hmm.
When we hit menopause on my mother's side, all of the women get spider veins or burst capillaries in your face.
So spider veins
you
in
know,
the
like
face.
Little, yeah, like in
right.
the face, like little broken capillaries.
But, okay, interesting.
Like my mother had it. Her
right.
sisters had it. Her mother had it. So
okay.
that's all her sisters, her mother,
right.
her, me, and I've handed it down to my daughter. And out of my four sisters, there's only two of them that have inherited that, and the other two look like my father's side.
Okay. So, yeah, that's actually a very interesting question. Okay, let's just see. We go here for the next few minutes and just
okay.
checking as to the, okay, just asking for help here. As to the, is these spider veins that are appearing in the face. Is this something that we need to look at on the, I'm just checking in. Oh, interesting. Okay, so we are looking at, as to energies, and is this, emotional is coming up.
Okay.
Okay, and okay. Now, I don't know if you ever heard of the, and maybe you have, but the heart wall, a
mm-hmm.
heart wall emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So we can put up a wall around our heart to protect ourselves from being hurt, and so we can put up a wall. And when I actually check for you, you know, what percentage is your heart, you know, communicating with all your, you know, your organs and glands? I'm just going to be asking for the percentage. Yeah, I'm getting you quite low at 20%. Mm-hmm. So that's an area I would definitely recommend to, you know, have worked on is the heart wall. Yeah.
So we can't clear that with, like, what you were just saying with the using my fingers as a magnet and going
back
over the
we're going to go and check what the one heart wall emotion is coming up that is contributing to the, and I'm just asking now, so what is that? I'm just checking in. Okay. So there's some, okay. Heart wall emotion, the first one that comes up is depression.
Really?
Depression. Okay. And this depression, is this something? Yeah, so it's actually inherited. Inherited depression. And do we need to know more about that? Well, yes, it is inherited from the mother, which would not be a big surprise when I just asked that question. And is there anything further in regards to this inherited emotion, this heart wall emotion, depression from the mother? Is there anything further we need to know? Is it okay? And I'm being told no, we can simply go ahead and release it. So let's work together. So you can take your fingertips in between your eyebrow area, and I happen to have a magnet. So let's work together now. I'm releasing that heart wall emotion of depression, the inherited heart wall of depression. Now I'm just going to be doing this several times.
So I do it all the way down to the nape of my neck, right?
Yeah, and then back to the front again.
Okay, and down again. Okay.
Yeah, just several times. There's no magic number, just when you feel like, okay. So right now, oh, here goes my release. Okay. So I'm checking in. Has that now been cleared? And I'm getting yes. Okay, so out of curiosity, I'm going to be muscle testing to see. You were at 20%.
No, I'm at 100, I bet.
Oh, did you? Is that what you're getting?
That's what I'm feeling. I'm.
Wow. I am also. Wow. Now, that's very unusual for it to go that quickly, but it did. Isn't that interesting? Well, good for you.
It is because I had set the intention when you said it was 20 that we should clear it to 100.
Oh, very cool.
And then just a few seconds before you said you were getting the release already, I felt like in the center of my head, almost like a yolk cracked open or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like I could feel the warmth spread out and I could feel
mm-hmm.
the light. So I knew that something had cleared.
Excellent. Wow, that's a great, great thing to do is with the intention. So good for you. Like that went shoosh, right up to 100%, like really fast. So let's just go ahead.
I'm committed, Brenda, to get rid of this. I am just like, I'm so sick and tired of giving my power away that it's,
I know.
Like now is the time, just like,
it really is.
And go for it.
Absolutely. That's where I'm at with everything now. And I have my days of just terror. And then just like, no, like, okay, you know, we're here. As one friend pointed out to me tonight on the phone, she says, well, Brenda, it's good because I'm on the other side of the grass. And I was thinking about that. Like, yes, we're alive. We're not under the grass. We're not dead. We're alive. Like, life is good, you know. And like, let's get our power back. So we're just going to end all of this here today. And for Wilma, we want her to be strong, to see all the changes, believe it, imagine it, imagination to reality, beyond imagination to reality, 100%, 100%, infinite and beyond, so that you are strong. So another day you're not going to be testing or asking or questioning, oh, did that really work? We want you to be strong again, to seeing it, believing it, imagining it, imagination to reality, beyond imagination to reality. And that's a really good one to add at the end. Okay. Excellent. Whew. So, well, excellent, Wilma. And
that was awesome. I'm so glad that I followed my intuition to make sure that I was on the call. And I'm glad that when you dropped off at the beginning that I didn't give up and take it as a sign that, okay, well, I guess I'm not meant to be.
I know.
So everything worked out perfectly. Oh, there's my new mantra. Everything works out perfectly.
Perfect. Yeah. And that usually is true, isn't it? It does work out perfectly. So what I'm going to mention for anybody that listens to the recording of this call is that I have a brand new program, and we just sort of touched on it a bit today, but it's my abundance program. So what I'm offering is a complimentary 20-minute, and that's just going to help determine what are some of the issues that are going on and where you need assistance at. And with time prevails, what we can clear within that 20 minutes. So I'm offering that. And then what you can do to receive this special link, and then you can just go ahead and just book it on my calendar, if you can email me, and then I will get back to you with the link. So my email address is lainoffbrenda49@gmail.com. It's spelled L-A-I-N-O-F, the number 4, the number 9, @gmail.com. And also, when you sign up for my newsletter, which is whisperingenergetic.ca, whisperingenergetic.ca, you will immediately receive an abundance download and also further newsletters so that you can be up to date on these free healing calls, spot clearings for whatever issues came up. So thank you, Wilma, for coming on. That was fun.
Thank you. It was awesome. Awesome,
yeah.
Awesome.
And I appreciate your feedback. That's just, it really helps out for people that are going to be listening to this in the future as to what you sensed, what you felt, what you saw. That was very good. So thank you.
No, thank you. And I will definitely, I'm going to go online right now and check it out. Thank you so much.
Okay. And we'll be talking in the future. And let me know how you're doing with your, you know, with your eyesight, if you notice some changes or not, or whatever goes on. So
that is an absolute promise.
Okay. Well,
awesome.
Thank you for coming on again, and we'll talk to you later. Bye,
Wonderful.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.